Oh, not another word, just la 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 la. It goes around the world, just la 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 la. It's all around the world, just la 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 la. And everybody's singing la 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 la. And now the bells are ringing la 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 la. La 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 la. Better to see something once than to hear about it 1,000 times.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson. Did you always know you wanted to study abroad?
No, the answer is no. I did not always know that I wanted to study abroad. That thought didn't come to me until I actually got to college.
Moving on to academics and language, how were classes different there from classes here?
Okay, so I was enrolled in the advanced, like the most advanced Spanish class, and the class was from 9 to 1, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and from 9 to noon, it was intense grammar, all taught in Spanish by a Spanish-speaking instructor. And then at 1 o'clock, we went outside and we just had an open conversation in Spanish. So we were forced to practice Spanish, practice the language. And that's one of the differences where, because I'm a teacher and because I study the language, the Spanish language here in the United States, there's not a big emphasis actually on speaking. It's a lot of emphasis on grammar, learning of, you know, grammatical structures and how to spell things, how to put sentences together. That kind of thing. Whereas, like I said, when I went there was a huge emphasis on us actually producing the language on our own. So whatever we learned during the day or during the week, we had to produce that. We had to use that when we went outside and had our conversation. There were no books, no writing. It was just, you know, open conversation. The instructor kind of led and guided it, walked us through some questions or whatever, but very much a focus on speaking.
Interesting. What did you learn about yourself?
I actually learned that I'm adventurous. Like, I went by myself. It was my first time on a plane, my first time out of the country. I'm the first in my family to speak a language and go somewhere. So it was cool. And I also learned that I enjoy international travel. I prefer to travel internationally so I can meet other people, experience their cultures and traditions and things of that nature. So,
well, that's amazing. This concludes the video of studying abroad. Go. Miss Bishop, when you were there, how did you get around?
Each place that I went to was a little bit differently. The first time I went to Europe, I got around. I took the train, and that kind of took me from city to city and then also country to country. I've also taken buses, and I've also taken Ubers, so yeah.
I can't say I took an Uber, but I can say I took a train and a bus, and I walked.
Perfect, and I've walked too. So yes, I've walked a lot of walking, correct. Mm-hmm. Go.
What was your favorite travel experience?
That's a tough question. I would say I've had... every place I've been to taught me something, and I feel like that's the awesome thing about traveling is you get to see new things, and then that's something that you're never going to forget. So it's hard to just pick one experience, I guess. That was my absolute favorite, but I would say, you know, just like I said, seeing the different cultures, seeing like different ways that people live their lives, and just interacting with people from different countries has been very, very cool.
I would say mine would be the train.
Traveling on the train?
I've
you like that?
I've never traveled on a train before.
I know. It is a really cool experience. I agree with that. Super fast. But it's relaxing because you can just kind of hang out. And yeah, I agree with that. I like the train tail.
Moving on to personal growth. What was the hardest adjustment you had to make?
Definitely the language barriers. So the countries I've been to where they spoke English was a little bit easier to get around and things like that, because I obviously spoke the same language. But in the countries that I went to where they didn't speak English, that was definitely challenging.
Like Germany.
Yes, like Germany.
I had to overcome. Even though I know German.
Yes, it was. My best friend actually lives in Germany, and she's German. And so I visited her. That was my first time out of the country, and I visited her in Germany, and just hanging out with her and her friends, that was kind of difficult for me because I didn't understand the conversations and things, so I had to overcome that.
What did you learn about yourself?
I learned that I love, like I said, to travel. I love to just experience new places, see new things, meet new people. And I really think it just opened my eyes to see more of the world.
Okay, well, that would wrap it up.
Thank you. Oh, not another word, just la 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 la. It goes around the world, just la 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 la. It's all around the world, just la 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 la. And everybody's singing la 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 la. And now the bells are ringing la 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 la. La 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 la.